Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Promise, and we are so glad you could join us. But before we get into the Word, let's open up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for today, Lord, and Lord, we allow you to lead us and guide us into your plan, Lord. And Lord, we also ask, Lord, that you show us in how we should be acting towards others, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us your Word, Lord, so that we may learn from you, Lord, and that we may have your character and attributes. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. So excited to get into the Word with each and every one of you, continuing our study in the book of James. We are in chapter 2, and we are continuing our, I'll say, conversation on verses 1 through 9. So, if you're joining us for the first time or rejoining us, I want to encourage you to pause the episode now and just take a moment to read through that section of Scripture, making it easy to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. And the floor is now open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you and ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I would.
All right, honey.
You were talking about in the last episode, loving your neighbor as yourself, mm-hmm. and how the Lord feels about that. And I just wanted to highlight, I think sometimes we look at the Word of God as a list of things to do that we have to check off. But if we can hone our heart and our eyes and our attitude to this one thing, it will help us navigate. If we do all things from the source of the love of God that's been shed abroad in our heart, we will do all things well.
Amen.
And if our eyes are fixed on the person that's in front of us, rather than the God who sent us, who loves us and them, we'll miss part of it. If we're just looking at the people, because then you relegate it to a natural plane. But if you are looking at it with your spiritual eyes and you look at it and you go, God loves them and died for them just like he loves me and died for me, you'll have a whole different perspective.
Absolutely.
On that person. And I just wanted to highlight something for our attention in the fact that where it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself, you can even apply that love to the Lord.
Amen.
Because love does no harm to a neighbor, right?
Well, there's the other scripture as well, where he says, whatever you've done to the least of these, you've done it to me.
Amen. So yes, we look at the Lord and we go, yes, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And sometimes when we look at that scripture alone, we take it as we're servants to God. You know, he's far off and distant, and we're just down here, these little worker ants or bees, doing what we're told to do. And then we have a disposition towards the Lord, like he's a harsh man holding a stick ready to strike us, and we're wincing, you know, at the coming blow that we think is going to come from the Lord, and we're just trying to do whatever we can to make him happy, and we somehow don't know what that is. But that's a far cry from what the Lord actually desires, because if we look at him as our neighbor as well, then we'll change our heart towards him, like, oh, if love does no harm to a neighbor, then we consider, how do I want to be treated, right? And then we look at him and go, well, I would want my children to be obedient, lovingly obedient to me, not out of thoughts that they think I'm going to be murderous towards them or harsh, because that's not true. I love them, right? That would totally erase that mindset towards God.
Mm-hmm.
Or, considering, I don't want my neighbors to steal from me, like my next door neighbor, I don't want him to steal or her to steal from me. So
right.
I won't treat God like that, because that's normal that he would feel that way, right? I feel that way. Of course, the Lord would feel like that. I wouldn't want people to, my neighbor or anyone, to slander my name or my credibility. or tell people that, you know, start rumors about me that aren't true. So then it's normal for God to feel that way. If I consider him as my neighbor as well, then I can see him for his person, like his, how he feels about things, his heart on the matter, mm-hmm. versus seeing him as an austere and distant or separate God, which he's not. He's very close and he's near. He's tender. He's loving. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. He's abounding in goodness and truth. I mean, he is love. That's all his sum total. And he's a good God and justice. Would I want my neighbors to be just towards me? And what?
I would hope so.
Yes, I do. I do. Right? Then normal. It's then when you look at God and go, "You're my neighbor," it's normal to go, "Okay, I would." It's right for you to want justice mm-hmm. towards you and your righteousness. Okay. I mean, so when you put that perspective on it, God looks completely different than when you just leave him stand alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That seems so distant. It seems hard to do when you look at it with your natural abilities and thinking, well, how can I achieve that? But when you bring it together and go, God is my neighbor. He wants me to love him just like I want to be loved, at the very least. And even the most depraved person who may tolerate bad behavior from themselves, they know secretly in their heart and their deep down, they don't desire to be treated like that from mm-hmm. anybody else. So then it makes it just so much easier to see God.
And then you can begin to understand God, who is love. And I'll mm-hmm. say our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right? Mm-hmm. How he interacted with people during his earthly ministry. Mm-hmm. It did not matter if they were considered the most pious people, mm-hmm. right? Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, right? Leaders of the day, you know, even if you will, when he was going to be crucified, right? Pontius mm-hmm. Pilate and all of them. Mm-hmm. Or if it was, well, the fishermen that ended up following him, mm-hmm. right? Or the woman caught in adultery, mm-hmm. or the woman in Samaria at the well. Mm-hmm. Right? All those things, the Lord treated with the same love, respect, dignity, justice and mm-hmm. righteousness mm-hmm. that, and first and foremost, love, because he is love, mm-hmm. that is required of us to treat, well, our neighbors, ourselves. But when we're doing that, we're showing and demonstrating to the Lord our love for him. Mm-hmm. So, because that's exactly how he, I'll say, moved and functioned and loved here.
That's there how he loves us with all his heart, exactly with all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. He loves us as himself.
Exactly.
Except he doesn't do wrong.
Amen. Yes. Amen. But no, it's for us to understand, right? So it doesn't matter who it is or what they've done, right? We can still...
Or didn't do.
Or didn't do, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're... People are not, their value is not derived by what they can or can't do for us. Mm-hmm. Right? Their value is entirely in the Lord and mm-hmm. what he says concerning them. It's mm-hmm. not for us to try to extract, oh, this one could do more for me than that one, so I'm going to show them or love them greater. No. And that's why I love the parent-child relationship, right? That you, well, the Lord designed. But that we see in, I'll say, most households. But for us, it's, we have a Heavenly Father. And guess what? We can provide nothing for our Heavenly Father. He's the one that's providing for us, mm-hmm. right? I mean, everything that we could ever need or want and the like, right? Mm-hmm. And you see that in a much smaller scale with natural parents and children. What can that child provide for the parents? Nothing. Mm-hmm. The parents' role and responsibility is to provide. So I'll say it in this way. However, the parents are to love that child in the same way that our, again, smaller scale, and pales in comparison, not even close, but how our Heavenly Father shows and demonstrates mm-hmm. his love towards us. Mm-hmm.
Something interesting, Mommy, that also ties to the lessons that you teach us about loving. The partiality piece isn't love. I know we want to put that term on there because we don't want it to seem or sound as bad as it actually is, but it's not love. Proverbs 26, 24, 25, and 26 say this: "He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly." So they can say nice words all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They can say "I love you" with their mouth, but his heart is...
But there's a dagger in their fist, and they're getting ready to plunge it somewhere into that body.
Yes, mommy. And the heart is far from that person. Mm-hmm. Jesus said the same thing. "These people honor me with their lips. They say, I love you, Lord. They give all the offerings. They're, you know, quote unquote, perfect according to the natural law that the Lord gave Moses on Mount Sinai." Mm-hmm. They were perfect and flawless, but their hearts were so far from the Lord, it wasn't even in the same galaxy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what partiality is. It's hatred. We just want to say it's love, you know, just a different mm-hmm. kind of love, another level, another tier. We like to categorize things and go, well, it isn't quite God's love, but it isn't quite hatred either. So we'll call it human love, and it's not. And that's something the adversary does. He comes with his nasty counterfeits to get you to exchange what God said in his word was love, what he said was mm-hmm. the standard, mm-hmm. to then take something subpar and ensnare yourself and others in that, again, trap that the adversary has laid so that you fall short. And as James says, you are now judges of others with evil thoughts and transgressors of the law,
mm-hmm.
because you're not keeping the actual law. You're keeping what you thought your interpretation of the law was. So it's important that as we look at this, as you said, mommy, if we just come with the love of God, that I'm going to love you just as I love myself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but cherishes it, then all the law and the prophets would be fulfilled. We wouldn't have to worry about nitty gritty. Ooh, did I say something slanderous against my neighbor? Did I steal from him? Did I cheat him? Did I mm-hmm. do this, that, or the other? You'll be able to rest in peace at night and rise up with joy in the morning because you know you've done everything according to God's standard. Everybody else's standard doesn't matter.
It's bub kiss.
Worth nothing. So as long as you're operating on God's level, then all the other planes, all the other tiers that men want to create, they will be dealt with. And you won't have to worry about anything.
Amen. You will always succeed when you move and act and have your being sourced from the love of God. Go ahead, Layla.
Oh, and one more thing. I had their names wrong in yesterday's episode. It's Isaac and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Rebecca favored Jacob and Isaac favored Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2 Timothy 1:7 for the scripture as well.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you.
Go ahead, Promise.
Okay, I would like to go back to something Mommy spoke about, how that our love toward others is exemplified by how we love God. Well, not exemplified, but it is expressed in how we love God. Mm-hmm. And whether or not we trust him fully. And so, I would like to bring us first to John 15:18-19. "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you. The world would love its own. Yet because I am not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." And the Lord first reminded me of, I believe, in a discussing of the word episode, Mommy talked about, to be specific, about prisms and how there's different kinds of love. There's brotherly love, spousal love, neighborly love, and I'm not sure what the other ones were.
General love, everybody gets, you know, basic goodness, and then there's sibling love, like there's between siblings,
mm-hmm.
aunts to their nieces and their nephews, uncles to their nieces and their nephews, so on and so forth, grandparents to grandchildren, friends. You name it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, honey.
And so, well, thank you, Layla, for that. And so the Lord reminded me of how for a lens, for example, if you hold it inside of sunlight, a clear lens is going to make the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you were to take that same lens and give it a red tint, it's only going to make red light. No matter what you do to it, how you hold it, or how you manipulate it, it's still only going to see everything inside that same way. And for our love toward our neighbors, I would also like to bring us to Genesis 1:26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the air." Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And so, if we see God inside of a horrible light, where we think he's about to plunge a dagger into our back, we're going to see his creation, because his creation is made inside of his image and likeness in that same light. So we're not going to treat them how we would treat God.
We're not going to treat them how we should treat the Lord. Amen. Good point. Go ahead.
Yes. And how, with coming back to the lenses, if we see God through a clear light and see everything holistically, then we're going to be able to love those around us, because God's love is going to come through us and diffract, if I'm using the right word, diffuse, actually.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To those around us, and we're able to reciprocate the same love to God, so that God can actually shape it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's a good point.
Uh-huh. You know, there is a lot in what we are covering right now, or what we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this. I feel led to say this. When we can get the Lord's mindset, his heart on this,
mm-hmm.
right? And then as we were talking about this earlier, we will demonstrate and function the way our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ, functioned here in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it won't matter who we speak with or what they've done or
what they look like
or what they right exactly or anything, right? It's a matter of where they're, I'll say, headed, right? So you'll be able to have the same same conversation. I mean, treat an individual the same way whether they are or have been in prison as you would someone who's a billionaire and anywhere in between.
And you'll see them the way the Lord sees them.
Exactly.
Versus how they look to your eyes.
That's it. So there's that. But also, I want to bring up this point. The first thing, if you will, was, remember how we said that the Lord, through James, begins addressing all these things in our lives that we must examine, right? The very first thing he's having us address and examine is how we're treating others.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we interact with people on a daily basis. It's all but impossible to avoid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and has been, I'll say, for most of creation. Now, yes, we have technology that lets us not see someone face to face, but they're still interacting with people. So how are we doing that? What's our heart and our mindset towards them during, I'll say, before, during, and even after the engagement, the interaction? And then we will be moving into is, I'll say, starting in verse 10, diving further or deeper into examining ourselves by saying, hey, are these things here? What things do I personally need to address within my life that would be impacting first and foremost my relationship with the Lord, and in that relationship, how that is coming across to others, how I'm engaging or interacting with others, my neighbor as myself, demonstrating my love or lack of love with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength with the Lord. So just something for us to consider as we pause there for today. But with that, can I get a volunteer to close out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, promise.
Lord, we come before you, Lord, and we repent for any wrong we have done, Lord, and we allow you to lead us and guide us into your truth, Lord. Lord, we also glorify your name, Lord, and thank you for giving us the ability to become more like you, Lord, and that you show us your behavior and giving us your example, good example, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, we love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.